Dinner's on Darko tonight, Anthony. Guess who's buying the boys dinner? Yo, how much does it fucking suck for Pascal that he lost to us for our third win in a row? And he was there when Darko promised the dinner. Do you think he gets some of that action or no?
You can invite him. We're in Indiana. It's crazy. It took us this long to get our third win, but yeah, we are rolling. We're looking amazing right now.
Yeah, we've been really good. I mean, like,
Especially Sir Dick has been nice.
you look at like Brooklyn, Atlanta, especially those two teams, and like those are two teams that I don't expect us to beat, but coming into the season, I expected us to be able to beat
Well,
those kinds of
honestly,
teams,
now,
right?
like, Brooklyn's looking really bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, Brooklyn's, yeah, they're in a tough spot, but we also just look so. I never expect us to win like any games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't. I refuse to let my hopes get up for that. But yeah, we've looked good.
Yeah, Scotty's been really nice. Our two white boys have been really nice, Olenek and Grady. What's also sick is Olenek like really fixes the problem we've been having with Poeltl, where he can't close games. Olenek shoots like 80% from the free throw. Like he is
Yeah.
not at all a lot. And that's a great free throw
And
shooter.
he's clutch as fuck. Like in that Atlanta game, like he literally closed them out for
Yeah,
us.
that
Like a
like
crazy.
dark leg shot that like
Yeah.
banked in. Oh my God.
So don't look now, but we're after this win, and it's updated 3 games out of the plan. Let me say something right now. If we make the plan, I'm happy. I don't care that we give up our pick because then it's going to be like the 11th pick or whatever, and like
Yeah.
who cares? And playing experience is always nice, especially with a young team like this. If we miss the plan and lose our pick, it's like nightmare.
That's the worst
It's
case
such a
scenario.
bad case scenario. I mean, we have some draft capital in this year's draft, outside of our own pick, so at least we'll like get a crack at it. And like in this draft, like who knows how big the difference even is between like 4 and 18.
Right. Like even if we give her a pick, we have two more, right? Both first, well, one first round and one really early second rounder.
Probably 30, maybe 32.
Yeah, I feel like the Wizards are gonna end up being the worst team by the end of it.
Yeah.
Only one game ahead, like half a game ahead.
Which feels right. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, like, Detroit was really bad at the beginning of the year, but, like, I didn't think the roster was worse than Washington's. I mean, I didn't think it was
I mean, it
great.
makes less sense because of like the lack of spacing, but like talent-wise, I feel like they're better.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, they, like, it's just, like, too much on the plate of, like, dudes like Avdija and, like, Kispert to, like,
But
make
Avdija's
shit
actually been
happen.
okay.
Yeah, he's been all right. I mean, like,
He had a really good game the other day.
his like much like a lot of people on that team, his plus minus and his advanced stuff is so bad. But like a lot of
Okay.
that's just from how bad like the team is.
Right.
But yeah, his counting stat's been really good recently.
Yeah, and
Really good.
Poole just got benched, right? For the
Yeah,
Wizards.
he
That's
did.
crazy.
That's a team that I do not watch a whole lot of. I think they're the
No.
team that I've watched the least games of this year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Them and Utah are the two teams that I feel like I haven't watched that much of at all.
I don't care for Brooklyn.
I don't know how, but I just ended up watching a lot of Brooklyn games, and
Right.
anytime Simmons plays, I try and watch them.
Are you still up to date? I know you've been doing a little tracker on games you've watched.
Oh yeah, I am up to date actually.
Nice. Okay, that'll be fun. That'll be a little end of the year.
Yeah,
We should do like percentages and stuff.
for sure. I can also add a couple right now for watching the end of that game.
Add Raptors and Pacers.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Wizards, I've watched like none. Yeah, it's weird. Just the way it
Oh,
works out.
and Mavs, you don't watch at all.
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot. I don't like Luka.
Okay, fair. Yeah, well, you didn't like Harden, so
Yeah.
makes sense.
Not a big fan of watching those kinds of guys play. But it's way more like everything is way more evened out for which teams I watch than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like it's not that big of a difference
Well,
between.
because it's kind of like if it's a close game, you're going to throw it on, kind of like
Yeah,
you'd
for
face any
sure.
team.
No matter who it is. Like this point in the season, like I've kind of stopped watching some teams like completely, but like whatever, like Washington, even if it's a close game, almost never watch it. I really don't care about them. But yeah, Raptors are good. To get back to the main point, Scottie's been really good recently, and another trip dub tonight.
Yeah. Tied for
RJ,
second all time in Raptors history now
yes sir,
with only
which is
five.
great. You'll probably be first when it's all said and done on that, because I
Yeah.
think Kyle has 19 or something like that.
Okay. I think it's like 16.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Well, it makes sense. Kyle's not a big board grabber.
No, he's not. Not at all. He is for his height, but yeah, no. Yeah, as you said, Olynyk just works so well on this team.
Yeah.
Grady's been really good recently.
Yeah. Really good. Like, there, it was so scary when it was when he was, like, bad in the G League. It was like, oh, my God. Like, is he going to be out of the league in a couple of years? Like, no. Seems like he's at least going to fight a second contract.
Hopefully, for sure.
To many more.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, like, the thing with him is, like, well, who knows? He's already surprised me by being decent this year. But it really feels like the ceiling on him is high-value role player. Mm-hmm. Like, he's obviously never going to be a star. Yeah. I don't think he has that in him.
Well, he's in that role, Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield type.
Yeah. Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of dudes.
I just had to throw Buddy Hield in there so we didn't name all white dudes.
Facts. He honestly, his rebounding is still nice. He grabs those. He's tenacious. His defense is so bad, though. Yeah. Way too many times that, like, he'll, like, be, like, on defense, like, kind of in the stance,
yeah,
and then he'll just be like looking around, like some like action will happen and he'll be in the exact same spot, and
yeah,
you can tell. Like, I mean, I'm not a ball knower enough to know defensive schemes and coverages,
right,
but I'm pretty sure when you're like involved in a pick and roll, you shouldn't stay in the same like spot. Just like, do a little movement. Your hands out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. Also, like, the fact you commented on making the play-in will be worth losing the pick. Also, especially because, like, it'll be nice to actually want to watch Raptors games. Like, when we were losing so much, it's like, I don't even want to watch these games anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
And just to get even, like, another little bit, we're, like, what, a third of the season left?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get that be good basketball, it would be nice.
Yeah, 24 more games left at this point. Yeah, I mean, I'm still gonna watch until the end. I will be watching most games, not every game, but yeah, it's definitely easier to watch them right now in their current form, and it feels like all like the pieces are starting to fully gel together.
Yeah, Bruce like, Brown is doing Bruce Brown things, which he actually mm-hmm. wasn't when he first got here. But yeah, he's awesome.
So, yeah, for sure.
Brings a lot of hustle.
And like the thing with Grady too is since he was in the G League, it kind of feels like a mid-season addition. Because like the first half of the season was just like a non-factor.
Right.
Like he actually plays. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk coming in means a big rip to Jonte Porter. Sorry, buddy. But that's it for you. I saw recently he had like a block and then ran down the floor and got a three to like win a game for the G League.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently he's balling out in the G League.
In the 905.
Yeah, which makes sense. I feel like if you look at all competent on an NBA court, you're gonna be like really fucking good in the G League.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we have Justice Winslow on our G League team. So I wonder how he's doing this year. I want to go out to one of those games at some point. Like get like really close tickets.
Where are they,
like,
Mississauga?
Yeah, Paramount Fine Foods Arena. It's where the Steelheads play.
Oh, you were just there.
Yeah, like a little less than a month ago at this point. Yeah, I would love to go there. As I said, I saw like all the trophies when I went there, like the championship trophy and stuff, which was pretty cool.
That's sick.
Yeah, you want to talk about the new Clippers news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clippers did a full rebrand. New logo, new jerseys, new courts.
Which I personally think is well overdue. Like,
yeah.
Red, white, and blue teams, there's too many of them. Right. Like, the Wizards can be red, white, and blue. They play in the nation's capital.
Right. True.
You should not have the same color scheme. Like, if you were to show me two jerseys and just the colors, take everything off of it between the Wizards and the Clippers, I would never be able to tell like which was which. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally the exact same, and like it was just kind of boring. Like when they had the black and white, like the with like the newspaper font, like those kinds of Clippers like stuff, that was pretty cool.
Facts.
But like that was like a secondary, and that's not their permanent thing. So mm-hmm. it's nice to have a new permanent one. And I like the logo. I like that
it's unique. It at first I did not like it. First impression I was like, what the hell is with this ship? But mm-hmm. I do like the details. You have it up right now. It's a compass pointing to the N in Los Angeles, pointing to the north, which is cool. You pointed out that every logo tries to incorporate basketball, which they have just like at the bottom of the ship. Mm-hmm. But you don't really notice it. But then as soon as you point it out, you're like, oh yeah, that's just straight up. The bottom of the ship's half a basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. And it's an oncoming ship when they're called the Clippers. So, I mean, it's another one where, like, both teams in Los Angeles were named when they weren't in Los Angeles. So, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because it's not like Los Angeles has, like, that famous of a harbor.
Right.
Like, the famous harbor is in San Diego. But, like, They don't play in San Diego anymore. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Oh, yeah, they used to be the San Diego Clippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the ESPN article for it so I can look at all of, like, the different
jerseys. I think the jerseys look really good.
Yeah, the jerseys are nice. I like the typeface on the jerseys a lot. I think it's very clean.
Yeah.
And it's, like, different enough. It's, like, looks cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that, so it's, like, blue, red, white, again, still. But,
yeah, which kind of sucks. They've changed the blue a bit. I feel like it's gotten darker over the years. Mm-hmm. Although that's not super, that's not new to this. Like, they've had that
darker. Well, they were doing, like, black for a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I always picture, like, Reggie Jackson wearing, like, the black with, like, the white and red.
Yeah. I mean, it helps that they have three different jerseys and they have three different Hall of Famers to show them off for the picture, yeah, which is really cool. And they're going to the new arena, so it'll be cool having the new jerseys in the new arena. And
hopefully they have two of those players in there. Well, Kawhi will be there, but...
Yeah, Kawhi will for sure be there. They'll certainly have two of them. Maybe three.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
There's weird Paul George news, where it's like... He's not... he's been flirting with other teams, it seems like.
Yeah, I would... Low key, I would love to see him go to Philly. I'm a big fan of like at my league kind of thing, like seeing stars on new teams and stuff like that. And so, like, I feel like I've seen him playing with Kawhi for years. I've got, like, unless they're good in the playoffs this year, if they go anywhere close to a championship, I'd like to see him back. If they lose in like the second round or earlier,
if it was a big problem.
They lose in the first round. The West is gonna be a dogfight, though.
They're gonna have to face like the Kings.
Yeah,
or like the Mavs.
They might face like Phoenix, and that'd be just a nightmare. Yeah, I mean, right now,
actually, I guess they do. They do have the Mavs number. They've shown they can win.
Right now, they're supposed to be facing the Kings, who just smacked them up by 20 last night. And there's some worrying stuff with Paul George's health, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's been missing a few games recently. And I think he even said on his podcast he has some, like, lingering injury as well. Yeah.
I did not see that.
But, yeah, like, even if it's not the – I mean, the Kings might be the best-case scenario because at least you're not facing Phoenix. I also would love to play New Orleans if I was them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like – that's honestly might be – of the top eight right now.
Face New Orleans.
Yeah, of the top eight right now, I have the least faith in them in the playoffs because, like, they were, like – kind of good in the playoffs like 2 years ago, and that's like the highest level I've seen them at. But I feel like New Orleans or Sacramento are kind of the fun ones. If you face Phoenix or Dallas, that feels really scary.
Mm-hmm. But they've beaten Dallas, but not with Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean, like, if LA or the Warriors can somehow sneak, the problem with either of those teams sneaking in there is I don't have that much faith in either of them, but for either of them to like make the jump to get in there, like, they'd have to be playing even better than they are now, even though both those teams have been really good very recently. Well. They'd have to even go above that. But, like, of, like, the top, like, 10 teams in the West, they're all trending well. Like, yeah, they're all 6-4 or better in their last 10. It's...
Wow.
Yeah, it really feels like it's a have-or-have-nots kind of conference at this point. Like, you've got the 10 really good teams and the 5 bad teams. And I think the Lakers and the Warriors both just dug themselves too big of a hole early in the season that I would be floored if both of them
make
the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be so funny to see them have to play the play-in again against each other. Especially because LeBron did not like the idea at first.
Yeah.
But then now that it benefits him, I'm sure he loves the idea of a play-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also crazy that, like, the Lakers and Warriors are 9-10 in that conference, and then it's, like, Bulls and Hawks are 9-10 in that conference.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
also, isn't it a thing that, like, the difference between Boston and Cleveland, who's second in the East, is the same as 1-8?
It is. Yeah, Dallas is 7 games back of Minnesota, and Cleveland's 7.5 games back of Boston.
That's more of a testament, though, to how crazy Boston's been. Oh, actually, not even. Yeah, because Boston's barely even better than the T-Wolves, number one in the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, T-Wolves have been good. T-Wolves and OKC, I just said, no faith.
Yeah. I mean, Denver looks tough. Did you see Murray's got... he's having leg problems. One of his bones inflamed or something.
Really? He's going to have surgery for
No. But it's like an injury that you need to rest for. And like, they can't... I mean, they could afford
I would just shut him down. They're 5 games up from losing home court in the first round. So, like, I would just, at least for a bet, see what it's like.
Yeah, and it's not like Jokic is going out.
No, for sure not. And also, like, Jokic's play style is, like, built for taking on a bit bigger of a load. Because it's not like he's, like, an athletic... Like, he gets pounded, like, a lot, But it's not like he's, like, super, like, springy, jumping up to do stuff.
No, he almost never jumps.
Yeah.
Even the All-Star game, he doesn't even dunk.
No. No. Yeah. It's too bad. The sad part about all this in the West is Houston, because Houston was kind of a feel-good story for the first half of the season, and now they're back just honestly being about where I thought they would be. Like, exactly. They're just, like, bad, but not, like, one of, like, the bad teams in the league.
Yeah, like, they're not going to be worse than Memphis.
They're not going to be worse than us, in all likelihood.
Right. I mean, yeah, hopefully Memphis wins some games for our pick's sake, unless, like you said, we make a really big run.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say keep this win streak going, but then if we start losing games, then we should probably start going for that pick.
For sure, yeah.
I don't know, I've heard it's a weird draft where it's, like, it's kind of, like, deep, but, like, the high end's not great.
Yeah, fair.
So maybe, like, maybe we can still get good stuff with our, like, really late picks. Mm-hmm. Just like some sleepers that'll fall. And maybe the sixth pick won't even end up being that good.
Fair.
That's the hope.
Yeah, if we can jump up, that'd be very, very nice. That'd be ideal. Because, like, even in, like, a weak top end draft, you still want to draft high. Like, it's just better to have your first crack at those kinds of players, especially because, like, even if they're all just going to be good role players, you'd rather get the guy who has the best fit on your team.
Not yeah, get right. Picked before you want your choice of the litter.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what's available to us. I mean, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, honestly, if we have three picks in this year's draft, like, with our own pick, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe trade one of them just because, like.
Right. Well, we already did because we had three guaranteed before.
Yeah.
Even if we lost our own and we end up trading that.
Which is smart, in my opinion. Because, like, I just think, like two rookies is good. Mm-hmm. And three is a little tough to work with. And four is, like,
well, especially because those three picks, obviously we got our own. It's a really high pick. But the other ones were all kind of clumped together.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if we really like a guy, we could just take him. And, like, we have to kind of, like, three guys, you know? That's, like, you're kind of probably, like, you've already found the guys you want. And then, like, your last pick, you know, isn't going to be that great.
It's kind of like how OKC has, like, the 12th and the 13th pick right now. And so, like, I bet you they're going to make some sort of trade in the offseason. Because why the hell would they bring in that many rookies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get their team's going to be kind of expensive, but that's a few years off. Like, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren are going to be on rookie deals for the next, like, 2 years.
Right.
And then, like, them two and Shea, for me, would be the only, like, actual untouchables if I'm trying to trade for, like, another piece around them. And honestly, them two aren't completely untouchable. I just think it's not that good of a star market. And if you can't get a star.
It's, like, it's untouchable unless you give us your untouchable. Kind of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like if
Like Atlanta does want to trade Trae Young, which we talked about in the last podcast, which hasn't come out yet as of this recording.
I don't think I would trade Chet for Trae Young. Fit wise on that team. Oh, if I didn't have a lead guard like Shea, maybe. I'd maybe think about Jalen Williams for Trae Young. I definitely would talk about that call, figure it out. But I wouldn't trade Chet. I like Chet, like the Chet fit on that team a lot. Mm-hmm. And like his defensive upside is crazy. And like, I think like that's just such a harder thing to find than like a shooting and defensive big is so useful.
True. Just
like, then you can bring in somebody who's like limited in other areas and not have to like worry. Like you can have a non-shooter in your 2 through 4 and mm-hmm. like not have to worry that much if your 5 can shoot like that.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Like that's why Giddy gets to play.
Yeah, like if LeBron, let's say something crazy were to happen, he left the Lakers and AD became available. I mean, I would be willing to give up either of those two young players, if not both.
Yeah,
like, it's like whatever. It's kind of like how the Lakers like Ingram and Lonzo Ball was like two like really good young pieces to give up when they traded for AD, but like they're not trading for no one. Right? Like they're not trading for Buddy Hield.
Player.
Yeah. I mean, like, they won championship off that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, OKC still has so many Clippers picks as well.
Right.
And they have so many picks from, like, other spots, too, of trades, I'm sure.
They have a million. Like, they have too much. Like, they literally can't draft that anybody. Yeah. They're just cut players. I think there's no shot Giddy's on the team next year. I'd hope they make a trade. And, like, that's the PC trade.
Yeah. Also, like, Dort isn't that untouchable for me, just because they've got a lot of good defense in other positions.
But he's on a small contract, and it's, like, kind of tough to trade.
Yeah. It's kind of, like, they've got, like, cap space, though, so it's, like, not that big. Like,
you can package him with dudes.
And, like, like a good team would want him. Like, if you were to, like, trade for, like
Milwaukee or something.
Yeah.
Milwaukee would love him, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what they would be giving up that you would want from that team.
Yeah, though. Exactly. Like, it would... future picks.
Yeah.
And that's it. If they have any left after the Dame. But I feel like they didn't throw everything at Dame. Like, they probably could give you swaps and stuff.
I don't think they can.
How much?
Because they threw a bunch at Drew.
Mm.
They gave 3 picks up for Drew, and only one of those, I'm pretty sure, I've conveyed by now.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Yeah. That was, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah. That was, like, the year that they won the championship. So, right. Yeah, 3 years ago. So maybe 2 of those have conveyed. Maybe they conveyed one in this most recent draft. And then more for Dame.
Yeah, but I feel like Dame is only, like, 2 or something. Something.
No, no.
Actually, that seems wrong. It feels like Dame would warrant more. I don't know. In my head, he wasn't given that much. We're checking it right now.
Draft equity.
Because, like, Dame and Dort just make so much more sense.
Looks like they've got a lot of picks that could go to different teams. Like, it's got, like, such, like, a wide...
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, the pick trades are so complicated now.
So they don't own their 2024. They don't own their 2025. They don't own their 2026. Looks like they're swapping. Oh. Yeah. Looks like they're swapping on those, which you could do a third swap, but, like...
That's so low value. Jump for that,
yeah.
I mean, for Dort, though, Dort's not that crazy.
Yeah. They have their 2031.
That could be a good pick.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't think they have that much. Some of the young players are interesting, though. I would definitely take a look at Marjon Beauchamp. But, like, you're not going to trade Dort for that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at time-wise? Oh, we're only 22 minutes in. We're doing pretty well.
Nice. What else are we going to talk about?
Yeah, I feel like I had even further things to talk about on this podcast that are just escaping my brain right now.
Well, All-Star Weekend happened.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about All-Star Weekend. The game sucked. Like, bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad. Just as bad as last year.
Yeah.
I would prefer the
clickbait is, how do you fix it?
Yeah, fair. Yeah, just don't play it.
They better not do like financial incentives. I hope they do. They already kind of do. Like, you're playing for a charity.
If they did, winning conference gets home court in the finals, I'd be fine with that.
But baseball got rid of that rule.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck it.
Made no sense.
Try it out. Like, whatever. You gotta do something.
But then that devalues the regular season. People also hate how the regular season doesn't matter. And then you're developing that even more. And I feel like the regular season's more important than the All-Star.
True. I mean, I would just not hold the All-Star, or do like 3-on-3, or do something. Like, I would completely change.
Yeah, like the Rising Stars now. Is it 6-on? You have 7 people? There's like 4 teams of 7 or something like that?
Yeah.
And like, that was decently competitive.
I feel like it's never going to get fixed. Ever. It's just bad. It is such a bad product. It's insane. Like, no one actually cares about the All-Star game. Well, like, not no one. 90% of NBA fans don't give a fuck about the All-Star game.
But that's the way you fix it. You get, you have Chet Holmgren or, like, Victor, who, like, really wants to compete. Like, you have a young player who's mm-hmm. really good, who, like, really wants to play. Like, if Ant Edwards cared a lot about the All-Star game, I feel like it would become a more competitive game. Because if it only takes, like, 1 or 2 people, if they're, like, really trying... Like, if you get, like, the ball stolen from you, you're like, okay, let me turn up 10%. And then, like, they contest you really hard. It's like, okay, I'm going to now contest you really hard, you know? And mm-hmm. I think it just, like, it snowballs like that. Because even, like the last really good All-Star game, which was awesome, was the one in Chicago, which was, honestly, I feel like Kyle was a big part of that. Like, taking those charges, like, really, I think, like, up the intensity, and then like other people are like, okay, we're playing real basketball, because that's what I'd love to see. Like, I want to see the best pickup game in the world.
Yeah, we're never gonna the All-Star game. I mean, like, it had the best ratings that's ever gotten this year, so they're not gonna change anything about it because it had more viewership than it's ever had. But it's, like, such, like, a bad product of just players who don't care. And, like, Jokic is the worst, like, face of the league for an All-Star game for people who don't care.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that can make him care.
Well, there's a bunch of old dudes. Like, I'm not going to expect LeBron or KD to care. Like, they've earned the right to not care about that game.
Yeah, let's just give home court in the finals to whoever.
I just wish it wasn't, like, so blatantly bad. Like, Luka shouldn't be taking, like, three-quarter court shots.
Yeah.
Like, if they just didn't do stuff like that, I feel like the optics would look a lot better.
It's so shit. It's such a bad product. It's, like, an embarrassment to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the East scored over 200. Adam Silver's pissed about that. Mm-hmm. He's these comments about it. He was like, you guys scored the most points ever. Congrats. Like, that drive. Like, he was mad. It was like disappointed. But I think the main thing is the new TV deal is coming up, and the All-Star Weekend is a big part of those negotiations.
They should have the top college or top EuroLeague team come in. Or both. You have the best team in college come in. You have the best team in EuroLeague come in. You have a four-team tournament for, like, let's say it's $1 million for each player. And that's, like, $12 million or whatever. The college and the EuroLeague players are going to give a fuck about that.
Yeah, they will.
And they're going to beat the NBA teams. And they're
NBA players don't want to lose that. I think that's a good idea. Because I don't think...
Then either they won't care, and then, nice, I could just get the best EuroLeague team versus the college team for the finals. Or they do care, and that's good. Because if they cared as much as they cared today, the best EuroLeague team fucking runs them. Like, they beat them by, like, double their score. It's, like, 120-60. If you're taking three-quarter court shots on them,
right?
Like, you're getting walked by any professional team.
Exactly.
So maybe that's the way to do it.
I kind of like the idea. Or maybe not even Euro. What if we just did, a talent, like bring in a bunch of all-stars from different leagues? Like, you bring some Australians.
Sure.
Bring players from different teams.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. But then they would have to negotiate with them. And then maybe they would have to, I don't know, the TV rights seem weird with that. Because then, like, the EuroLeague guys are like, I don't want you getting our players if you're making all the money off the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a great solution, I think.
I don't know why the EuroLeague would say no to that, though. Like, it would get more NBA fans to know the names of players in the EuroLeague, and then maybe get interested in the teams, and then maybe get some more viewership of that league.
The main counterpoint I've seen is that, like, the last Chicago game where everyone was, like, really caring and, like, playing defense, arguing with the refs about calls and stuff, Kemba has kind of not been the same player since he played in that game, and because he was kind of hurt, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it is their break. Like, if you're not named an All-Star, you just get to rest. Like, you get to be replenished for the next regular season.
Sure. Then I don't think they should play the game. Like, if they're not going to care, if it's going to be like it was this year, I think they should just not play it. They should just name their All-Stars and then have other events
all
weekend.
You need to have the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, you shouldn't force players to play in the game. It should be like, if you want to play in it. If you don't, don't.
Mm.
But then I just feel like no one would want to play. But, like, yeah. Like, why are we forcing players to play in a game that they obviously don't care about?
Mm-hmm.
But the other events of All-Star Weekend were good. The skills competition was fine, but, like, the dunk contest was fun. I thought it was really good. I thought it was way better than people thought it was. I think Mac McClung is on the same level as, like, LaVine and Gordon as, like, a dunk contest.
Like, everyone jumps over Shaq. I feel like I've seen a million people jump over Shaq, but nobody I've seen jump over him like Mac McClung. Mm-hmm. Like, he cleared him without touching him.
In the one where he passes it to himself in the air, I haven't seen that before, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Yeah, I think he's genuinely, like, LaVine, like, Gordon level. Mm-hmm. One of the best dunk contest participants I've ever seen.
I do think it is overhyped. I think every year people want a LaVine and Gordon. Because, like, I think Obi Toppin has sick dunks, too. Like, mm-hmm. Not the one that just happened the year before. Though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And also, like, respect Jaylen Brown. Like, I didn't actually watch the video, but I saw in the thumbnail, it was, like, Shaq did a full All-Star Weekend edition with Jaylen Brown on the thumbnail. I'm like,
oh, really?
Jaylen Brown's an All-Star player on the best team in the NBA, and he's playing in the thing. And, like, I don't know. I liked his left-handed dunk. Like, I thought that was, like, cool and, like, kind of cheeky. And, like, it's, like, a FU to the people who say he can't do shit with his left hand. I don't know. I like that.
I was a little bit disappointed by his dunk repertoire. Just because he has such good hops. And maybe it's just because he's, like, more of a poster dunker than
the he's an in-game dunker.
He said that he would do it again if the fans let him, but I think he's going to get too much hate. He's just not going to want to do it. And then we're not going to get any more stars again in the dunk contest. And then just don't hold the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Maybe what we're moving towards is just don't hold any of the All-Star Weekend.
Well, there's one event that is lit.
And yeah, the three-point contest was really good. But the Steph versus Sabrina thing was way better than the normal contest.
It was. That's going to be a nice... That's gonna happen again. That's happening again next year, guaranteed.
Well, yeah, probably Caitlin Clark once she hits...
Caitlin Clark versus, like, Dame or something.
Yo, they put Caitlin Clark's name and number engraved onto her home court at, like, her college while she's still playing there.
Well, she has the all-time points, right? Yeah, yeah. Women's NCAA. Is it still called NCAA?
Yeah, WNCAA.
Way better name. I just found out the women... Do you know what the women's hockey league
PWHL.
Is? So bad.
Really? I like it way better than the WNHL. Really? I like that it has its own league name. It's not just women's version of that. I think WNBA gets hated way more because it's like NBA, and then like it's NBA pays for everything, and the NBA, like, it's really the NBA's league. They should stop funding it. Like, I feel like that conversation happens way less if it has its own name.
But I just so don't recognize it. Like people were talking about it, and I was like, what league is that? And they're like, oh, that's the women's league.
True.
Like, oh. Like, as someone who doesn't watch hockey, like, I just have no idea. It's so weird to me.
Yeah, I'm flipped on that. I, like, hate WNBA. I think that's such a stupid name. It should just be, like, the WBA or something like that. Like, why is it, like, just, I don't get it.
I get that. That's fair enough. But also, like, four letters is a lot.
Four letters is fine. you're talking about a sport where the QMJHL is one of the top, like, minor, like, hockey leagues.
Oh, really? Is that the farm teams?
Yeah. Called? No. It's the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. You know, like, the OHL? It's like the Quebec version. Yeah. Which is, like, brutal. That one's really, really bad. The main problem with the PWHL, though, is that they don't have team names for any of the teams. Like, the Toronto team is just PWHL Toronto, which, like... Apparently, it's like I heard somebody being like, "Oh, it's because they didn't have enough time to like figure like out that shit or something that's like that." So, and I was like, "There's no way that's the real reason." Like they had this league was announced like a year before they did all the drafting of the players and shit. Like I
don't know. Maybe it does take a while though, because like in football, like the Redskins
Redskins and then football team and then the Commanders.
Right, that took like a year. But anyways, this is a basketball podcast. Sabrina was and Steph was sick. That was the best for women's. That Sabrina tied the men's highest in the 3-point contest. But then obviously it's a loss to Steph because greatest shooter ever.
They should have just put both those people in the normal 3-point contest.
That would be cool.
But it was good. That was the best.
If Mac McClung can play in the dunk contest, then women should be allowed to
like, 3-point. By far, the most whack thing for me is WNBA players playing in the All-Star, the celebrity game. That shit is so weird. Because
they're just way better than all these guys. Well, it's always weird. Like, they had, like, Scottie Pippen, like, blocking Justin Bieber, like, when it was, like, in Toronto or something. Yeah. And it's like of course. One of the best defenders of all time. Versus a pop star.
Yeah. It's the celebrity
game. Or, like, DK Metcalf. It's like, this dude is, like... In the NFL. Of course. He's a legit athlete.
Yeah, it'll be like him, and it'll be like some like 17-year-old like, it'll be like pop star
from like Fallon. Yeah. Or Kimmel, sorry, from Kimmel.
Oh my god. I do not care at all about the celebrity game. I like couldn't tell you one thing about it. I know the NFL players were good,
but you know Kai Cenac got robbed, I'm sure. The wide open. Not even. You didn't even see that clip?
Yeah, I know.
Basically, at the very end of the game, he's wide open under the net and just doesn't get the ball. And then, like, eventually, like, a defender does come. And then I don't know who had the ball. Ends up just taking, like, a contested three. Like, I think maybe an air ball. And,
true.
That was the end of the game. And Kai was pissed about that.
I do like the four-point line in the celebrity game.
Kai is so funny. He was on Team Shannon. Shannon Sharp was the coach against Team Stephen A, and then he went on Shannon Sharp's podcast with Ocho Cinco, and he was like showing them like, oh yo, I've been in the lab, like you got to give me more minutes, and he was like showing him like his highlights, and it's all him just like dribbling and then shooting, but you don't see the ball ever go into the net or anything. And then Shannon's like, you got to see the ball, like does that shot go in? And then you see like he's playing with like 11-year-olds. He's like going it up over them. He's really funny. But yeah, honestly, the best part about All-Star Weekend for me is like the clips, like seeing the players talk to each other.
Yeah, it's just cool.
That's just really funny.
I care less and less every year though about All-Star Weekend. I'm so like jaded on that.
Right.
It's just disappointing every year because, like, I kind of get like the naming of like players getting named is the best part. Like when you find out like who's actually on the teams is like the best part.
And voting and stuff.
Yeah, I liked when they drafted the players. I thought that was better. I don't know why they got rid of that.
Were players like offended?
I don't know.
Oh, players were saying that was a reason that the game was bad. They're saying there's too much that happens before the game that like it takes you out of like the mindset of getting ready to play. So then I think Adam Silver did as much as he could to try and make it competitive. And I think that's why he was so mad about it. Because it's like, well, clearly not that mad. Yeah, they should go back to the drafting. And then if the players really complain, do it the day before. Draft it in the first day or second day.
If you get zero stops as a primary defender, the rest of your contract should be voided.
That's crazy. Cat had 50, I think. he was trying.
Who won MVP? Cat?
No, he's on the losing team. I think Dame won it.
Oh, true. Back-to-back years. Nice.
I think Tatum had the year before that, didn't he? Or was that 2 years?
Oh, did he? Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Tatum Brown was on the other team, so they were actually trying. Because they were like, that's also one of the coolest things, is seeing dudes on different teams, which doesn't happen anymore. Now it's back to East versus West.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Like Steph and Clay guarding each other.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was fun. Do you think, we've had great dunk contests since, but do you think LeBron screwed it by never doing a dunk contest?
No.
Okay. You don't think if LeBron was doing dunk contests that like Zion and Ja and Ant would be like, okay, I kind of want to do a dunk contest now.
No. Like, I don't know. We've had like players who like are like young superstars do it. Like Blake Griffin did it. Like Dwight Howard did
it. Yeah, since.
Yeah.
Good point.
Apparently they had Kobe, LeBron, McGrady, and Carter were supposed to do a dunk contest in the early 2000s. Like, it was all set up. And then one of the players, unnamed, backed out of it. And then the rest of them all backed out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apparently it was all set up. And, like, it was, like, a last-minute thing, like, a month before it was supposed to happen. Apparently they all backed out.
Oh, my God. Damn, that would have been legendary.
Yeah. Yeah, what is the dream dunk contest?
Like the dream dunk contest?
Ja and...
Yeah, like still Levine. Oh, maybe not. Like still Gordon.
Gordon. Jaw Ant Gordon. Mac McClung.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, Mac McClung is a great dunk.
We'll have those four. I mean, work on Adam Silver. If you get that as a dunk contest, I'll be back in. I'll be back in on All Star Weekend.
Jaw said he's not doing it unless he gets paid $1 million.
They should just like, they should start a GoFundMe of people who like pick up the dunk contest to pay that man $1 million.
That's so stupid. Or, like, maybe you do a custom jersey run if you're in the dunk contest, or you have, like, I don't know, like, some cool dunk jersey, and you sell that, and then the player, you get half the profits if for all your jerseys or something like that.
For sure.
That
or, if you win the dunk contest, you get to sponsor the next one with your own company.
Oh.
And everyone wears a jersey from whatever company.
Okay.
You
yeah, because everyone has
a company. Yeah, everyone has a company now. Yeah. And there's, like, been a lot of shit of, like, players where they'll bring their own drink to, like, the meetings the post game interviews don't get taken away right away and shit like that. I know D'Lo had that happen to him recently.
Yeah, I saw a clip. And then he brought it out again. He said, "Screw it, fine." Which is, I mean, that's good marketing for him. I didn't even know he had a drink before that clip. That is cool. Yeah, like what if if you win the dunk contest, everyone has to wear your shoes in the next dunk contest or something? That'd be sick.
Fix it. I kind of like that. If they can figure out the EuroLeague idea, that one's really fun.
That is a great idea. Because, bring in teams who will care and are good. And then I think the NBA players will care. Because it's like – we got clowned when we lost to Australia, was it? In the preseason this year?
Yeah.
Like NBA players really don't like that shit.
Mm-hmm. Like they kind of don't like it. Like they, you know.
I guess Team
USA didn't medal. I guarantee you next World Cup they will not have like the best players showing up for
they only care about the Olympics.
They don't give a fuck, and that makes me think they won't care about the All-Star game either. They'll probably just get washed and laugh and hug the players on the other team because they're losers and they don't like to win, and it's the world championship of what.
Well, dunk contest is literally of nothing.
Yeah.
Can Luka, like, if they bring in, like, Madrid, does he get to play for them?
That'd be jokes.
That'd be fun.
I've seen a lot of shit where it's, like, USA versus world. I just feel like that's kind of way too tough to do, like, with the All-Star teams, because, like, just the way that you would split it would be...
Right, because, like, what if one year it's just a bunch of... It's really one-sided. You have, like, four players on the other team.
Yeah, well, even this year, I doubt you half the players were from, like, the world. Like, it was probably only, what, like, six or seven non-USA All-Stars? Like, Shea and Luka and...
Jokic.
Jokic and Giannis. And Kat.
Right, yeah, he sure plays for Dominican. Yeah, I can't even think of any other ones.
Yeah, that's it. Because Markkanen didn't make it. Siakam didn't make it. Embiid is a USA, plays for Team USA.
Right.
So it's a little tough one to do.
It's not too late, though. He could still play for Cameroon.
Yeah, I doubt it, though. He did his official interview. I think he's going to play. Well, he won't this. There's no way. After this injury this year, I think there's no way he plays this summer, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, for any team.
Like, if Cameroon made it, I'd be very surprised if he even played for them.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which is smart. If you're at all hurt, like, why the fuck are you going to play international competition like that? Unless, like...
Well, I think Luka might. Like, yeah. If he was just a little bit hurt, he would still play.
For sure.
And some dudes, like, just really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Dwight Powell, like, missed that whole season due to an ACL injury, like, 3 years ago. And then that summer, he was back playing for Team Canada before he's back playing for Dallas.
The Mavs. Yeah. Sick.
But he, like, him and Kelly, like, play every year for us.
Yeah, which is really cool. Yeah, you've talked about that on an earlier episode, that it's nice that we have, like, chemistry.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. And even, like, it's nice that the two Canadians on our team right now, like, Kelly Olynyk and RJ Barrett, are, like, both players will almost guarantee be playing for Team Canada this summer. Yeah.
Well, especially because they're not going to have a long postseason.
No. No, they will not. Yeah, like, who's the long postseason? Like, Jamal Murray is the one that's the toughest. If they make it deep, I doubt it. We'll see, though. I feel like Olympics is different. Like, yeah. I feel like players give a fuck about the Olympics. Yep. Especially, like, Canada's just, like, it's not even like, oh, we got to qualify. Like, Canada's in the Olympics. Right. So you don't got to play, like, qualification games.
It's our first time guaranteed being in it, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I think since, like, 1936 or something like that. Nice. Which is fucked. We invented it. Well, one of our people invented it in the States. And then everyone who played after that was American. everyone who was playing it was American.
Oh, was he, like, a coach?
Like, University of Kentucky or something like that. Okay. James Naismith, the GOAT.
They named the Hall of Fame after him.
For sure. I mean, deservedly so.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, it wouldn't exist without him. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it earlier, though. He did have some fuck-ups. The shot clock, my God, what a good decision that was.
Yeah, shot clock's a really good call.
You said...
Thanks, George Mikan. You have to thank for that.
You're saying he's got the most untouchable record?
Yeah, he scored 16 of their 18 points in one game. So it's like whatever that percentage is like untouchable.
Right. Like nearly 90.
Yeah, it's like 90% of the team's points. Like if somebody did that in the most recent All-Star game for East, they would have had to score like 180 points.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Basketball's come a long way. I will say though, it's pretty good the way it is. Definitely don't add a 4-point shot. I hate Kawhi had a good interview where someone asked him, like, if you could add something to the game, what would you add? And he's like, I don't know. Like, what do people you normally say? And the interviewer's like, a 4-point shot. Kawhi's like, no one says that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kawhi. People complain that they shoot too many threes, and threes have become so efficient, and pulling from deep has become a good skill. Why are we more rewarding that? Like, that makes no sense.
I would try it out. No. I would try out a 4-point shot.
Maybe in the All-Star game?
Yeah. In the G League. I would. I'm not adverse to any... rule change. The big thing I would say, hand checking should be allowed.
Right.
And
get rid of the defensive 3 second.
Yeah, defensive 3 second. And charges. Like, just rethink the whole way charges are done. Too many players get hurt doing that. Either, like, extend, like, the, like, area that you can do it in, or make it so that, like, if somebody's already in the air, like, you can't do it or whatever. But, like, they got to refigure out charges to make that a little more safe. I saw somebody saying that they should do hockey rotations where you can sub people in and out mid-play.
I saw that.
That would be hilarious.
But that just makes no sense. That
makes no fucking sense.
The only reason it works for hockey is because you just dump it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, already there's a lot of stops in the game where you can do it. Like, you can do it anytime the ball goes out of bounds or, like, there's a timeout or a free throw. Like, we have enough ways to make rotations.
For sure.
That would be funny. Like, you have, like, Kat, like, gets to come in, and then on defense, like, sub Golobert. And-
Fast. Oh, what a team, man. the fucking the T-Wolves. How much like pressure do you think is on both Kat and Gobert to be good this year in the playoffs?
I don't know. Kat, I feel like, is trying to take the pressure off. He's already said that Ant's going to be the future. He's the future of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He's given him the reins.
So Kat's saying bye-bye to any chance of ever making the Hall of Fame, which, like, is fine.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what that is. It's like, you know.
Well, I mean, if he wins a even if he wins a ring,
yeah, I think it's Jover. Now that like I'm surprised,
and they're dynasty. That's the only way.
Yeah,
if they win like three rings, he's making the Hall of Fame. I think there's more pressure on Kat because Gobert's been exploited in the playoffs, but like by like James Harden, you know, like and like Donovan Mitchell, like like. They score on a lot of dudes.
Like, Kat was getting dominated by, like, Ivica Zubac in, exactly. like, play-in games. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God. And also, like those Utah teams, like, won playoff series. Like, win one playoff series, Kat, and then we can talk.
Yeah, the T-Wolves have not won a playoff series since KG, right?
Yeah, since 04. They've had one season since they started as a franchise in, like, 89, where they made it past the first round.
That's insane. That doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, poverty franchise.
Yeah.
One of many. I mean, Charlotte's the poverty franchise, but Minnesota's a close second.
True. Do the Kings have any rings in their history?
Yeah, 1951, Rochester Royals.
Okay, nice. Oh, Oscar?
No, well, pre-Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, big pre-Oscar. I think Joe Foulkes was maybe on that team.
Oh, Joe Foulkes. Is he a legend?
Hall of Famer.
probably a center, I'm assuming. If you were good back then, probably a center. Other than Oscar Robertson, actually.
Mm-hmm. Jerry West. Oh, I got the year right, by the way. 51. I'm a fucking
nice. Guy.
Is this even Joe Foulkes is on this team? They don't have the stats, eh?
They gotta at least have
Joe
points.
Foulkes is not on this. Arnie Risen is number one.
Oh my God. He's a bucket. He 16 averaged
and
12?
16. 16 and 12 on 40? The field goal percentage is so bad. So apparently, like
40%,
like this was a lot of this was because of like the key getting expanded out because of Mikan. Like the year before that, he was like over 50%, and then he was below 40% once they like extended it out, you can't just like fucking like stand like right under it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's crazy. If the key was that small, like Kareem would just stand in the one spot.
Yeah,
get him the ball at any point, hook shot.
Corner hook.
He still did that.
Yeah, they beat the Knicks in the finals. Good for them. Nice. Went to seven. Man, the close game 7-2. That's crazy. Our boy Risen, huge game. Led everyone in points and rebounds.
What's the total score? 75-79.
Huge. Huge game.
I've seen that in like half times now.
Oh my God, man. Good old ball. Fucking officials were Stutz and Eisenstein. Nice.
Eisenstein was good, man. I feel like he always got like the charge block, right? I mean, you know if they had charges.
I don't know. Like, if you have one ring, but it's in 1951 and you made it this long without one, is that like just worse than right. never winning a ring, but you've only been around since 1990?
No, at least you have a banner.
Yeah, and you have history. Like Oscar Robertson's a pretty good best franchise player.
Yeah, better than any Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, many long time Raptors.
Yeah, Hakeem is better than Oscar Robertson. It's like the only Raptor in history who I would personally have over Oscar in my ultimate.
Oh, you can argue Kawhi.
Sure. I wouldn't, but yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. But the thing that fucks Kawhi for my all-time ranking is he's bad in the regular season.
Yeah.
For like a he's like top like 30 all-time, and he's by far like the worst in the top 30 as a regular season player.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like
not even that close. I mean, he has a DPOY. He has two DPOYs.
Right. But, like, yeah, he was like pretty high in MVP in one of those DPOYs, right?
I think he came like second or third.
Not that many All-NBA teams.
No. No. Not that many All-Star teams either. Like seven would be my guess.
It's like a little bit over Kyle.
Yeah, six-time All-Star.
Wow, that's the same? Oh, no, Kyle only has like three, right?
No, Kyle's like six.
Oh, okay, he does have the same amount? Yeah, same amount as Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, man, just a little bit disappointing regular season player. But he's been good this year. He's been healthy. And he'll probably make an All-NBA team this year. I'd be surprised if he's not probably All-NBA second team, would be my guess. It feels like the first team will be Shea, Luka, Giannis, Jokic, Tatum.
Yep.
And then Kawhi. Some other people that Brunson might be on that second team as well. He's been fucking amazing this year. And if they're a top three seed.
Yeah, Edwards.
Edwards has a good chance at that. I could easily see him up there. I feel like I'm forgetting. Oh, Curry is a lock for the second team, even with facts. How bad the team is. He's been way too good. Mm-hmm. He'd be on the first team like over LeBron Tatum. Like if his team was like fourth instead of 10th, he'd be on the first team over Tatum. I think he's been better than Tatum this year, but they're like literally half the wins. I can't get there. I can't get there.
Howie might squeak into a third team.
Yeah, like I don't think like Bron will have a hard time making
an all-NBA team.
Like all-NBA this year. He's kind of petered off. He was way better at the beginning of the season. Yeah. I would probably give it to Sabonis over him, but I'll have to see where the Lakers end up. If the Lakers can sneak into the top seven, then maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Sabonis is he's just like, his like counting stats are so fucking insane. They're right. Like,
well, Donovan Mitchell too.
Oh yeah. Mitchell might make second. Mitchell's been really fucking good this year too. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, like we'll do our ballots.
Yeah, KD will be in there somewhere. Just the lads, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, might be the 15 best. Not actually, because Embiid's not there.
Yeah, well, Embiid won't be on any of them. Even if there was no game restriction, like he's only played like 35. That's not even close to enough for me. Remember, like, it was the same shit when he was second in Rookie of the Year. Because he lost to Malcolm Brogdon. He lost to Malcolm Brogdon. Okay. But he only played 35 games. Like, 35 games, you should not be eligible.
Yeah.
Well, not even not eligible. Like, if you play less than 50 games, I don't consider you for any awards. That's my personal cutoff.
But wasn't he way better than Brogdon in the games he played?
For sure. He was way better.
Right.
But he played, like, I don't even know if he got to 30. He might have been at, like, 29 games.
We're just doing a basketball reference, little
section.
Yeah.
He played 31 games. And like 20-8 is pretty good, but like 31 games kind of suck. He was third in Rookie of the Year.
Oh, who? What are the top three?
Oh, Dario Saric was above him.
Damn.
Yeah, Brogdon won it, putting up 10-3. To be fair, 46-40-86 is pretty solid.
Percentages, yeah. Buddy Hield is fourth.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Jalen
Brown. Really? Hernan Gomez. Nice.
The worst Hernan Gomez. Stud.
Oh.
No, Willie is the better. But he wasn't a Raptor. He's not a Raptor legend.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And movie star.
Yeah, facts. I still has more money, even if you include the movie.
Yeah, I bet. Because he got, like, a contract in the NBA. Like, a not minimum contract, which is, like, pretty good.
And I'm sure he's one of the highest paid Euro players, too. He was MVP last year.
I think that like the highest paid Euro players only make like a little less than $10 million though.
Oh really?
Per year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They're broke, unfortunately. how much
that's like what Austin Matthews makes, right?
Yeah. Did you know the highest paid athlete in Toronto right now is a Toronto Blue Jay for the first time in like years?
Oh,
yeah, because
nice.
Like George Springer makes like $25 million and RJ only makes like $24 million.
Oh wow.
And then Matthews makes like $12 million. The highest paid TFC player makes like $9.5 million. I went down like a rabbit hole of seeing like how much you get paid for these different sports.
What's Vladdy making?
Not like $19 million right now. He's close. He's still like at young, so he doesn't get his full he would eventually get. The best Argonauts player gets $650,000.
That's pretty good money still.
What else did I look at? Oh, and the best
TFC.
TFC $9.5 million.
Oh, you said that
for the best. Yeah, best PWHL player gets like around $80,000. The best Toronto Rock player gets like about $70,000, like $65,000.
Oh wow, that's like you now. It's a normal job money.
Yeah, and that's like the best. Like most of those players are getting like $40,000,
right?
$35,000. Which like, hey, I would take that to play a sport, but we have to have another job.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you just have a job in the off season, right?
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say if you like work overtime McDonald's, you can make more money than that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sports is just so weird, but I mean it's. It's all supply and demand. Like,
for sure.
The league makes more money, so they get more money.
100%.
Of course.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Rookie of the Year is the Wilt Chamberlain Trophy. Okay. Oh, so Bill Russell does not have Rookie of the Year then? Oh, no, Bill Russell was in the league before Wilt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw a video on their beef.
Oh, the beef history is so good.
Beef history is really good.
Beef history is really good. I'm trying to think of what my favorite all-time one is.
It's crazy. Between them two, because it's like they were buddies, and like the whole media was just pushing the narrative the whole time. And then eventually, like it kind of did a little bit sink in. But they came back in the end, which is cool.
Yeah, well, they also like
before they died.
Yeah, it's crazy that they drift apart so much, because they, like, stood, like, shoulder to shoulder for, like, civil rights and shit like that.
Oh, I didn't know
too.
Wilt was part of that.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, like, when they were doing, like, them two and Kareem all went to Dr. King's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Ali was obviously there, too. Ali, you know, was the big one, right?
But I don't know if he was fucked by then yet, or his, like, brain was... I forget what he had.
Parkinson's.
Yeah, maybe Parkinson's. I know it's, like, pretty sad. You see, like, interviews from later in his career. It's like,
yeah, it is really sad.
I wish they fought Chamberlain, though. It's an all-time video. The one where him and Chamberlain are, like basically trying to, like, sell a fight. Like, they were,
I don't
like,
know if you've even seen that.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like,
really
a legit one, or they're just messing around? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, like Muhammad Ali, like, Wilt's, like,
well, like, they're not
putting his arms out and, like, showing, like, the distance, and Ali's, like, you won't even touch me, though. You won't even touch me. You see his footwork? You won't even touch me. And Wilt's, like, come on, man.
I think I'd take Ali in that. I'd take the skill over the body.
I'd take Wilt.
Yeah?
You don't, I mean, fuck 20,000 women.
That's a better stamina achievement than playing over 48 minutes.
I just think the extra, like...
Well, like, the main thing is that Wilt's not even in his weight class. Like,
yeah.
Like, Ali has to go up.
If he connects on one of those, and, like, he's probably got, like, twice the arm span. Like, Ali's, like, a normal-sized dude. He's maybe a little bit big.
Right.
Wilt has, like, a 7'4" wingspan or something like that.
That'd be a good one. That would have been a sick fight.
Yeah, apparently Wilt pulled out because the Lakers didn't want him getting into a boxing match when he was a member of their team, which is kind of...
They're not even allowed to ski.
Which is kind of stupid, if you ask me. I just let him box.
Let him injure himself. You weren't running rings anyway.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think we've been riffing on nothing for like 15 minutes.
I think this is, like, the best part of the podcast.
I think this is the best podcast we've ever done. If you have any questions, you can email me.
Yeah, really?
I'm not gonna
Mark
say my
Cuban has his email. I'm
not gonna say what my email is, but you can send your emails to me.
Figure it out. Did you know Mark Cuban has a public email?
Oh,
you
really?
Straight up email him.
Yeah. I'm gonna email him.
Give him your idea for the Mario Kart.
The Cario Mart.
Cario Mart that sells Mario Kart merch.
Yeah, man. Can you swing it?
we should go on Shark Tank.
We should go on Shark Tank.
Or Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den, yeah. I would literally just go up there. I would spend like half an hour, like, just showing them Plumlee highlights, and I wouldn't say anything. I'd just have like a laser pointer. I'd be pointing at him the whole time.
We should Photoshop in a Mavs jersey though.
Yeah, this could be. You just trade Luka. This could be your team, and I would just like show the highlights, not say anything. But every time he does anything, I'd pause it. And then look at them, raise my eyebrows a bit, and then like go back and hit play again.
Like, you gotta stare at them though until they give us a reaction, and then like they're like, "Yeah, nice." And then you can continue.
And then once we finish our presentation, it's just like, "Wow, right?" And then we just pack it all up and leave before they can even offer us anything. Oh man!
Well, Steve Ballmer might pay for us.
Oh, yeah. Steve Ballmer's a smart man.
Actually, even richer than Cuban.
Fact. Richest owner.
Not as rich as you and me in 10 years, though.
when I fucking put all my money into Plumlee stock.